I didn't get a chance to tell you about this, but my parents are going away. Like they usually like to go places for the winter. They're getting older. They like to
They're
go
like
places
birds.
warmer. Yeah, they're like birds, exactly. Like they fly south for the winter. But for all of these years, their friends, they were all going to this one little area of Mexico where they would all just go and like, have this great time, and they'd stay there for like months at a time. They have one friend that just moved down there permanently, they just who went on a vacation in Mexico and was like, See, I will stay. See. But no one's going to Mexico now, I guess, because of COVID, or and the places they want to go now way too expensive because people that are going to Mexico have a little money, So instead, they found some crappy place to go in Florida. But so here's what happened. So the first issue they have is it's my parents and a cat. Okay, they have their cat, as you know. The place that they found that they wanted to stay does not allow pets. My mother's first plan was to sneak the cat in, which would require her flying the cat down to Florida,
No.
finding some kind of bag that looks like a,
Luggage.
shoulder, a cute shoulder bag, and somehow sneaking the cat in. But if the cat ever gets out, if there's any issue, how do they bring in food and kitty litter? They're definitely going to get caught. And if they get caught, they're getting kicked out. Okay. So they decided at the last minute they're not going to be scofflaws and sneak the cat in. Lucky for me, they have an only child. That's me, the daughter. Will you take care of our cat for the 4 months that we are going to be?
4 months.
4 months. Yeah. For the 4 months we're going to be in Florida, will you take care of the cat?
No.
So I figured. Well, no, listen, they don't live too
No.
far from me.
No.
I said yes. It's too late. So, they don't live too far from me. I figure I'll go up there in the morning, I'll feed the cat, I'll hang out there, I'll do my work there, bring my computer, then I'll go back home and do some stuff, then I'll come back up at night. Maybe a couple nights I'll sleep over and spend the night with the cat at the apartment. That was the big plan. So we have this huge rainstorm and the building my parents live in, the windows are for shit. So they have this huge flood. The floors are completely damaged and two of the closets.
Are you
Yeah.
kidding me?
No joke. So the building is going to be fixing the floors and the closet. Guess when? Started today. Guess when my parents were leaving for Florida?
Today.
Today. So they were like, well, we'll just bring the cat to your apartment.
Oh my God.
My
But there's
boyfriend Joe is
dogs
allergic to
over there.
cats. Yeah, my
Yeah.
boyfriend, he's allergic to cats. We have dogs here. It's a tiny apartment. They'll be all up in each other's business. We have these really good friends who live in the neighborhood, and they too are away for the next month. Now, we only need an apartment for a week. It's 1 week they're going to take to do
No,
the floors
you
and fix
don't
the
need the
closet.
apartment for anybody but a cat. You can put the cat in a kennel.
No. So here's what we did. So we have these friends that have this giant apartment. It's got two bedrooms, two bathrooms, a giant living room. It's enormous. Great. Perfect. The cat will have its own bathroom, its own bedroom. This is fantastic. Lots of space for a week. The cat will be like, it'll be luxurious. It's like the cat's going on vacation for the week. So my mom drives the cat down to this apartment, gets it all settled, shows it where the litter box is. The cat likes to hang out in a little bed under the bed. She puts the bed under the bed. The cat jumps in there. Good kitty, And we're hanging out and the cat is not coming out. My mom's like, she'll come out later, not a problem. My mom leaves, goes home to pack and go to sleep. We pack some things, go to the apartment. The cat finally comes out. We feed it. Then it runs under the bed. Fine. It'll stay there. We are woken up at about I'm gonna say like maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, something like that. We hear the dog barking and the cat meow, and the dog. They are having a fight in the living room, which we could have never imagined because they were getting along fine, but they're up in each other's business. Luckily, nobody hit or bit anybody. They were just barking and yelling at it was a yelling fight that was about to escalate. So, you know how it is. Like you're dead asleep. And there's certain noises that wake you right up. Your alarm clock, anything in your house vomiting, and a fight. So where it's the fight, we're both wide awake and we go running out. We separate the two of them. Nobody hurt anybody. Everything's fine. We bring the dog into the bed, put a leash on her. So that way she's now in bed with us and she's not going anywhere. The cat runs under the bed into her bed and the entire time, like, won't shut up. So 5 a.m, we can't sleep. Let me see if she wants some food. So I put some food down. She comes running out for the food and she's meowing and rubbing against stuff and happy and the tail's going, you know, happy cat, eating some food, loving the living room, 5:30 a.m, you know. So we thought, you know what? Let's keep them apart. We have a little child fence. It's tiny. The cat can jump over it easily. It was more for the dog to not bother the cat while she was eating. We put the little fence up and we fall asleep. I wake up in the morning at 9 a.m., get 4 hours of sleep, and I go to check on the cat. No cat. I check under the couches. No cat. I check on bookshelves. No cat. Closets. No cat.
And you're the only one there.
Yep. Nobody.
Your mom's not there anymore.
They're in Florida. They've left for Florida today.
No cat.
This is now. They left first thing in the morning. It is now 9 a.m. They're on a plane, and we can't find this fucking cat anywhere. I wake up Joe from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 2 hours straight. We are tearing this apartment apart. This is a giant living room with two couches. We pull every single pillow and cushion off the couch. We lift the couch. We see that one of the couches is a foldaway bed. We open it up, hoping that the cat wasn't in there and crushed, you know. No cat. I'm telling you, it looked like a hurricane hit this apartment. It's in shambles.
It's not even your apartment.
But we have to find this cat.
But you're tearing somebody's apartment. Did you tell these people that the cat's going to be at the house?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's why. Yeah, no, they knew we were there. That was the whole thing that they said, why don't you come stay at our apartment with the cat? The cat can have its own bedroom, its own bathroom. It'd be perfect. Okay. That was the whole plan. We tear this place apart for 2 solid hours looking for this cat. No cat. Joe's got to go to work. I have a meeting. We have to leave by 11:30. We don't have a choice. So we thought, okay, maybe it's hiding somewhere. We'll find it. Joe goes back at around 2 o'clock, between 1 and 2 o'clock, searches again, no cat. I go back, search again. We put food all over the place, thinking like it'll lure her out. No cat. So now we're like, okay, the cat somehow escaped. The cat's gone. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's dead. And we're like, all right,
we can't
tell
my- You need to make flyers now and put them up around the neighborhood.
But we couldn't have gotten out of the apartment. There's only one way out, and it's a door that was locked.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way out. So now we're starting to discuss, because now it's going on, it's 5 o'clock, it's 12 hours since we've seen this cat. So we're like, okay, we need to really get serious about this. What if the cat is somewhere and dead? Do we not tell my parents? I don't want to ruin their time in Florida. We took a lot of pictures of the cat when it was running around. We could just every day be like, here it is again on the chair. Look how happy it is. Yeah, I took some video. I just keep sending them the same, you know, clips of the same video over and over. And we thought, if we find the cat and it's dead, we're going to say that we came home and found it like that.
Okay, the cat's not dead. I guarantee it. Cats hate the change of scenery. So it doesn't matter where you take the cat. It could be a castle. The cat's not happy. The cat's not happy unless it's home. That's why I say take the cat to a shelter, then put it in a cage for 4 months, because it doesn't matter where it is. It's not at home. It's not going to be happy.
The cat's not dead. But by the way, this is not another dead animal story. I promise.
It's not.
The cat is not dead. I have an end to the story. I
guarantee that I'm telling you how this story ends without knowing how this story ends. The cat's fine. The cat is hiding in a chair or in a couch. The cat is fine.
Okay, so wait. So we call the owner of the apartment and ask her, Are there holes in the walls somewhere? Is there somewhere the cat can be? I actually have a friend who's a cat whisperer. I called her and she said, oh, here are the three top places cats hide.
It's in the mattress of the bed.
She said, if you slowly pick up the mattress, what they do is they'll burrow in. Yep. And they live inside the mattress. Mm-hmm. So try that first. We do that. Open the no holes, no cat in the mattress. Okay, so not in the mattress. The second thing she said is behind the refrigerator. We realized there was a way in, maybe behind the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend whose house it is said, you know, there's a hole under the dishwasher. Maybe somehow she made it through there. So my boyfriend's like, it's a really small hole. I can't really see. So he sticks his phone inside that hole, puts on the flash, and takes a picture and pulls the phone out, and there's the cat face.
Yeah, the cat's hiding.
The cat is hiding inside the dishwasher. We found the cat. It's inside the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. I told you, when your parents say, can you watch the cat, say no. There is going to be nothing but drama for 4 solid months with you and this stupid cat. I tell you right now, it's going to be the death of you. It's going to be the death of me. It's going to be the death of Joe. You woke the poor guy up to find a cat that's hiding in the apartment. You made the guy nuts.
Yeah.
For 12 hours to find
a cat. He's so angry. He's so mad. I can't even begin to tell you how mad he is.
Just because you said, yes, I'll watch the cat. No, say no. Last time you watched this cat, nothing good happened. The time before that you watched the cat, nothing good happened. Nothing good is happening now. And they're not even in Florida yet. They're still on the plane.
No, they're there. They're there now. Yeah, no, they're finally there. And
you
I'm still sending
the
pictures.
Before they even got off the plane. Before they got through customs, you killed the cat.
Well, that's what I thought. So we were like figuring out, like, do we do one of those like sitcom-y things where you buy a cat that looks just like the cat and be like, here's Fluffy. You know what I mean? Like pretend like, oh yeah, that's a spot on her back. No, we had her tattooed. Like, you know, what do you do? So, yeah, my boyfriend, as you can imagine, is livid, but he found the cat. It's inside the dishwasher. So the plan is that I'm going to go over there as soon as I get off the air with you. And hopefully it's a nocturnal cat. It'll come out at night. I'll hang out, watch TV. I'll hang out with it tonight. As soon as it comes out, I'm going to confine it to its side of the apartment with its bathroom and its bedroom. But it is no longer going to have access to that kitchen.
I guarantee it's going to be days before that cat comes out.
Really?
Yes. That's what happens to cats. When you take cats to a new place, they hide for days. That's
Doesn't
what
it want to eat?
No, they're too freaked out. You can't freak a cat out. It doesn't, like I said, if you took it to its happy place, a big castle, it doesn't matter. The cat's going to hide in a hole because that's what cats do. And it's going to be days.
The cat was fine until it had the fight with the dog. So now we can't bring the dog over there.
Yeah, now the cat's freaked out. It's in a place and there's a dog there. Cat's not coming out.
Well, we're not gonna be there with the dog. We'll
cat
sleep separate.
Cat doesn't know that. Cat thinks there's still
there.
A dog in there.
That's true.
So yeah, I can see how this plays out. It's gonna be in that hole for another day at least until it gets hungry.
Are you serious?
Yes. Leave it alone. If that hole doesn't go anywhere, leave it alone. It will come out eventually.
This is so weird. Like, what animal hides for days in a dishwasher?
You don't understand cats. Cats are evil, evil, evil animals. Just leave it. You don't need to see it every day. Just make sure it has enough food.
It has to come out by Saturday, because Saturday it's going back to its house.
It will be out by Saturday.
It better be.
It will be. But I'm telling you, cats don't like to travel. They don't like new places.
Why do people have cats?
I don't know.
Explain this to me. You have two cats. What do you mean?
I've looked up many a times, how long do cats live? I want to be free from these demons that live in my house. And you say they fight? They fight all the time, and they don't hurt each other. They just make a shitload of noise and wake you up.
That's what it was. They were yelling at each other. Yeah.
Cats are assholes. Plain and simple. And now you have an asshole hiding in a hole.
In a dishwasher.
Enjoy that. Yeah. I'm telling you, you don't need to go over there tonight.
Of course I do.
No, you don't. It will come out eventually. Go tomorrow. You don't need to go tonight. It won't come out.
It's not coming out tonight, no. You don't think?
No. It's found a happy place. That's where it's going to be. Eventually, the cat will get hungry and curious and come out of the hole and sniff around. But it's going to take a few days.
Well, Joe is just over there, and he left some food right by the hole.
Yeah, you're not going to... It's going to come out what it wants to. It's not going to come out on your schedule.
All right.
And the cat's an asshole. That cat is an asshole.
Yeah.
So it's not a fun cat. It's not a loving cat. It's an asshole cat.
This is the cat that also hates my parents, remember? They took it.
That's
they had
I'm
a place upstate
a
New York.
Cat.
Don't you remember? This is the cat they took up to upstate New York, and it escaped, and it was gone for 3 months.
Yeah.
And somebody found it and called my parents. Here's my favorite part. Called my parents and said, are you the people that lost this cat 3 months ago? Yeah, that's us. Well, we think we have your cat. So they show up to see the cat, and they haven't seen each other for 3 months. The cat made a beeline for the bedroom, like ran away. As soon as she saw my parents, she was like, no, I was trying to get away from these assholes.
And they
what
go
are you doing
hide.
Here?
And it takes them a few days to go, oh, I know this house. But it's going to, no, cats are horrible. So every time we move, we know the cats are going to get, they're just going to be lost for a week. We just know that. Okay. And when we moved to this house, it was weird that the cats came out like 3 days later. It's like, wow, that's never happened. They always hide. So it took them. But now the cats got into a fight. It ain't coming out.
All right. Well, you know what? They have Showtime. I don't. I'm going to go watch Dexter.
You should. Dexter's really good.
That's what you said. Okay.
This year, Dexter is so much better than any other season.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm excited. I saw some of the first episode while we were there last night. I'm going to continue to watch it. And maybe the cat will come out and want to watch a serial killer with
me. No, it won't. Because cats are serial killers. So, yeah, you're not getting that cat out.